everyone. Welcome back to Southern Ghost Stories, where we talk about some of the most haunted places in the South. I'm your host, Chelsea, along with Alan.
Hey there.
We hope you enjoyed our last podcast on the Witch's Tree in Louisville, Kentucky. If you're interested in finding out more information about the tree or other haunted locations around Louisville, check out our Louisville Ghost Map app, which allows you to customize your own ghost tour along with our book, Southern Ghost Stories, Historical Hauntings, Haunted Hotels, and Ghost of Gallatin. Today, we're going to talk about the Fairview Plantation. Alan, can you go ahead and give us a little background on the property?
Isaac Franklin was raised in Gallatin, Tennessee, and grew up on land his father earned by fighting in the American Revolution. After fighting in the War of 1812, Franklin began working on flatboats up and down the Mississippi River, going to and from New Orleans. It was during this time he had the idea of buying and selling enslaved men and women to prominent landowners in southern states. Along with his nephew, James Armfield, Franklin began transporting slaves from Virginia to Natchez, Mississippi, and then to New Orleans, selling them for a handsome profit. Over time, Franklin became one of the wealthiest men in the country and built Fairview in Gallatin, Tennessee.
With all of his newfound wealth, Franklin built Fairview Plantation in 1832. The hilltop mansion, overlooking two creeks, was considered to be one of the most extravagant and lavish homes in Tennessee, if not the entire South. The property consisted of over 2,000 acres that served as a farm where corn and grain were grown. Franklin's vast property consisted of over a dozen slave quarters for his 120 slaves, a blacksmith shop, cotton gin, a mill, spring house, and a track and stable for his horses. A mushroom-shaped ice house was later added. Ice cut from ponds on the property was stored underground in the ice house where it kept longer.
One day, Adelicia Hayes, the daughter of a prominent attorney in Nashville, happened along Fairview while visiting friends in Gallatin. Obviously impressed with the opulent mansion, she left a note that said, "I like this house," and set my cap for its master. Despite a 28-year age difference, a courtship ensued. According to legend, while Isaac and Adelicia were dating, he impregnated one of his slaves. However, after the couple got engaged, he sold both his biracial son and his son's mother to a slave trader in Kentucky to make them disappear. Ironically, after Adelicia and Isaac were married, they had four children that never lived to see adulthood. Some say they were cursed. As he aged, Franklin began to distance himself from slave trading and focused his efforts on selling cotton on his plantations in Louisiana, where he spent his winters.
In 1846, while in New Orleans, Franklin died from a heart attack. His body was preserved in whiskey and sent back to Tennessee, where he was buried at Fairview. Years later, he was moved to the Mount Olivet Cemetery in Nashville, next to his three daughters and son, Julius. After Franklin's death, his wishes were that Fairview become a school for boys. However, Adelicia sold her stake in the plantation, and red tape prevented the school from being built. With Franklin's fortune and properties in Tennessee and Louisiana, Adelicia became the wealthiest woman in the country. 3 years later, she remarried. She moved to Nashville and built the Belmont Mansion. She lost interest in Fairview, letting it sit empty for several years. While the home was vacant during the Civil War, it was occupied by the Union Army and used as barracks as well as a hospital.
In the 1880s, a businessman from New York named Charles Reed started sniffing around Gallatin. Reed eventually befriended Isaac Franklin's nephew, James, who attended horse races all over the country and owned the nearby Kennesaw Farms. Reed also owned horses, but wanted to get into horse breeding, which was beginning to explode in Gallatin in the late 19th century. In 1882, Reed bought the old plantation and began his horse breeding operation. It wasn't long before Reed found that breeding horses wasn't easy. In the spring of 1892, he lost approximately $400,000 from pregnancy loss. The following year, one of his barns was struck by lightning and caught fire. 28 horses died in the blaze. According to local papers, when Reed awoke to see the barn on fire, he realized it was a total loss and he went back to sleep.
Reed held on for a while, but eventually decided to cut his losses. After paying a record $100,000, $2.8 million today, Reed sold the stallion for a little over $5,000 in 1902, and he retired from horse breeding. 4 years later, Reed subdivided the plantation, selling plots at auction after losing even more money trying to farm the land. He eventually took his family back to New York, where his misfortune continued. Unfortunately, a change of scenery didn't help. Reed made a series of even more foolhardy investments and ultimately lost all of his money. It was after this that the Reed family made their way back to Gallatin, where he lived with friends and died broke.
Fairview changed hands several times after the Reed auction, and for several years the property was used as a racetrack for horses. The Weems family maintained the property until the death of Miss Ellen Weems in 2001. Although the house still remains, the Fairview plantation itself that Isaac Franklin knew is gone. Today's plantation has been broken up, developed, and used for neighborhoods, apartments, shopping complexes, and a golf course. From slavery to the Civil War, as well as other misfortunes that took place on the property, the alleged spirits at Fairview have almost 200 years worth of tragedies to draw from. According to legend, late one night during an emergency, Franklin sent a young servant to get help from neighbors. As the boy ran across the field carrying a lantern, he accidentally fell into a well and he died. Since then, locals have claimed to see a bright blue light darting across the property until it abruptly disappears.
Miss Weems often talked about hauntings in the house. A little girl is believed to wander the house, touching people when they aren't expecting it. Some have even claimed to hear a girl's voice in various parts of the home. It's been speculated that the child is Victoria, Isaac and Adelicia Franklin's daughter, who died in the house at the age of 6. It is also believed that Fairview is home to the restless spirit of a Union soldier who died in the home. According to legend, there was at least one book in the house's library that contained the last will and testament of a soldier written in his own blood. A man believed to be the soldier has been spotted walking around upstairs late at night.
When the Weems first moved into the home, Miss Ellen fell into the ice house and couldn't get out. When her husband returned home from work, he saw a Union soldier frantically waving at him by the ice house. When Mr. Weems ran to the ice house, he discovered his wife trapped and crying. Since then, the door of the ice house has been known to open and close on its own. According to one local who grew up visiting Miss Ellen in the home, Miss Ellen's cook Mammy spent much time in the house cooking and preparing meals. When she passed away, Miss Ellen believed that her spirit never left the home. Sometimes Miss Ellen heard the sounds of pots and pans in the kitchen and would yell, "Mammy, knock it off," and the noise would just stop. When the house was renovated in 2019, it's believed that the workers disturbed the spirits in the home. According to one person who worked inside the mansion I talked to, late at night, they heard things. They told me they'd seen some really strange things, and tools and other things moved around on their own.
The spirits don't just reside in the mansion. Things happen all around the old plantation where the new buildings and other structures are now located. The country club on the property is believed to be haunted by the spirits of slaves who were buried on the grounds. It is thought that the slave burial grounds were disturbed when the clubhouse was built and a pool was installed in the early 2000s. Since then, the clubhouse has become a hotbed of paranormal activity. A lady in a long, flowing white dress has been spotted there, and every so often, the alarm inside the clubhouse goes off randomly at night. In addition to shadow figures in the clubhouse, strange things have also happened in the bar. Glasses have been known to jump off the bar, and chairs tend to move around too.
some of the businesses in Greensboro Village, a shopping center which was also originally part of the plantation, they claimed to experience strange things, especially at night. The manager at the convenience store on Main Street claims there is a spirit in the building that she has named George. She claims that she has seen him push chips and candy bars off the shelf. When he seems to be really unruly, she'll tell him to calm down, and the activity usually stops. The same thing also happens at the pharmacy around the corner. Employees will come in and find things moved around the store that weren't left there the night before. People who work in the building also complain about random odors that appear in various parts of the store.
Bizarre things also take place at an apartment complex that is located on the old plantation. Employees and tenants often experience strange, unexplainable things on the property. Oh yeah, that apartment complex? It also happens to be where the Franklin family cemetery is. One Halloween, the manager of the apartment complex dressed up as the daughter of Charles Reed, the horse breeder who owned the plantation. After that, packages that should have been delivered to her house were suddenly getting delivered to an apartment in the complex where people had reported a lot of paranormal activity. She called UPS and they said that nothing had changed in their system, but for some reason was incorrect and went to the apartment.
People in the apartments claim to hear strange noises, such as children running around at odd hours in units that do not have anyone living in them. But one of the strangest things on the property occurred in 2016. One night, a violent storm came out of nowhere, and lightning knocked out power in Building 3. It went through all three floors and blew out surge protectors as well as fire panels. The strange thing is, Building 3 is built where the Reed Horse Farm was that burned down a century before. I actually went to the apartment complex a while back after the property manager told me that they had a spike in paranormal activity. They had recently done some renovations. She showed me a video of a lady walking through the office in what appears to be a strange-looking orb that floated through the room right behind her. She also told me that maintenance men have gotten calls about washing machines that moved around in some of the laundry rooms.
We hope you enjoyed hearing all about the Fairview Plantation. If you would like to learn more about haunted locations in Middle Tennessee, download the Nashville Ghost Map app in iTunes and Google Play. Also, be sure to check out our website, southernghoststories.com, along with our books, Southern Ghost Stories, Historical Hauntings, Ghost of Gallatin, and Haunted Hotels. Feel free to leave a comment or send us a message on our Facebook or Instagram accounts. Let us know about any creepy experiences you may have had. And feel free to give us some ideas on new locations you'd like to hear about on future shows.
Be sure to subscribe and leave a 5-star review. Those reviews are very helpful, and we appreciate everyone who's taking a few minutes to do it for us. Please check back with us next time. We'll be heading to New Orleans to discuss Maison St. Charles. Are you playing on your phone?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
We're doing a podcast.
Isaac Franklin was
This is why you gotta pay attention.
I was reading a story.
You read my part.
With all of his newfound wealth, Franklin built Fairview Plantation in 1832. The hill...
do you have the giggles?
Well, I was just thinking about how I just completely read them as wrong, or read the wrong part. Ice cut from... Oh, I thought that said pandas.
Ice cut from pandas. That's kind of... It's like a scary movie.
That's why I was like, I didn't understand what you wrote. Ice cut from... I still want to sing pandas.
Never going to get through this.
Why does it look like pandas? Ice cut from ponds on the property was... Okay. Ice cut from...
You can do this. I believe in you. According to local papers, when Reed awoke to see the barn on fire, he realized it was a total loss and he went back to sleep. The next morning, he cut ice from local pandas to put out the fire. You didn't even pay attention to what I just said, did you?
He put out the fire.
With ice cut from local pandas. Quit playing on your phone.
Oh, where's my part start?
Please check back with us next time as we cut ice from live pandas and put out fires.
Shut up.